Introduce yourselves.
I'm Brian Ellison. I am co-host of Statehouse Blend for the Missouri side.
I'm Sam Zeff, and I'm co-host of Statehouse Blend over there on the Kansas side.
Let's roll the open.
This is Statehouse Blend. I'm Sam Zeff.
And I'm Brian Ellison. We're using coffee
and donuts
to better understand the legislatures on both sides of the state line,
the issues and the people in Topeka
and Jeff City. Here we go.
I'm CJ Janovee from the KCUR Arts Desk, and I'm excited today to get to sit in the seat normally occupied by my colleagues, Sam and Brian. I get the honor of guest hosting Statehouse Blend today. In what I think is this is going to become our annual post-legislative music edition of Statehouse Blend.
Right, we've done it twice, so it's a tradition now, right?
Well, I think so, and I think it's one of the signature parts of the podcast, and I think one of the things that I certainly enjoy the most. I really look forward to the end to hear not just the song, but oftentimes the process that our guest went through to get to that song that we're going to walk off with.
I want to back up just a little bit and say that I love, you know, the fact that most people don't really even know who their state legislators are. And one of the points of this podcast is to try and you know, make these people more familiar to the citizens of Kansas and Missouri who vote for them. And I love the way you guys start out by asking them about their kids and their pets. Sam, you and I share an office, so I know all about your cat, Dot.
Yep.
And but Brian, you and I don't share an office, so I know nothing about your pets.
Well, I'm always happy to talk about them. We have a 14 and a half year old Dalmatian whose name is Othello, who occupies sort of the grouchy old man role in our household. And then we have Charlie, who is a big brown dog.
Happy to know that about you.
Well, thank you. I can tell you more. I can show you pictures, although that's less helpful in the podcast
setting.
We'll
do that off tape.
All right. Brian.
Okay. But getting back to what you said, Sam, about this moment in the podcast where these people get to choose their walk-off music, and it seems like some, you know, over the course of however long this podcast has been going on now, what happens in that moment?
Sometimes we still have the occasional lawmaker or other public official who hasn't thought about it, who didn't know that that was a thing. Although I can tell you from talking to lawmakers and other reporters over at the State House that that walk-off music has now become a thing among most Kansas legislators. So sometimes it's a song that is in their head in the moment. Sometimes I think it says a little something about who they are. Sometimes I think that they've thought way too much about
it.
But the process is as fun as anything. And as an example, I want to use, if I may, as my first choice, where we had Sean Sullivan, who is the Kansas State Budget Director, on with Dwayne Gosin, who is a former Kansas State Budget Director, coming from opposite ends of how you're supposed to run state government. Sean, very conservative, working for Governor Brownback. Dwayne Gosin had worked for Kathleen Sebelius, a couple of other very moderate governors in Kansas. So we had a pretty spirited debate about that, but it was not disagreeable. I thought it was very informative. And then at the end, when we have two guests like that, I always ask for each person to recommend a song, and then I'll choose. And so let's just play a little bit of that now. Sean Sullivan, Director of the Kansas Budget. This is where we turn the podcast over to you, and you choose our walk-off music. What is the tune that is running through your head right now?
I'm actually worried about this more than all the questions. I'm not a music aficionado. When I have the music out of my car, it's sports talk radio or talk radio. So I did a poll at the Sullivan household breakfast table this morning, and I got a Frozen Let It Go song from my daughter, from my wife. She suggested Toby Keith, How Do You Like Me Now? And then at a staff meeting this morning, one of my colleagues suggested AC/DC, one about money.
I can't think of the title either. So which one are you going with?
Let's go with AC/DC.
It's our first AC/DC
call. How Do You Like Me Now?
We're going to go with that. Yeah!
Sam, I have to say I'm interested to know that the Kansas budget director, at a time when there is a $400 million budget shortfall, was discussing at a staff meeting which AC/DC song should be played at the end of our podcast.
But there's more to this story. There's a sort of behind the scenes aspect to the story.
Yeah, I do have to say. So Sean said
Introduce yourself.
I'm Matt Hodapp, the producer of State House Blend.
Oh, hi, Matt.
The person who pulls this music to play at the end of each show, and I do have to say, Sean did not specify which song about money by AC/DC he would like to pick, which put me in quite the precarious editorial decision, seeing as there is a song by AC/DC called Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, which is also about money. Right. I think I gave him the benefit of the doubt with Money Talks, though.
But it's pretty, it's quite something to think about the Kansas State Budget Office staff having Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap as their theme song.
Absolutely.
So I have to say that the Missouri side seems to produce less in the way of hard rock than the Kansas side in the conversations that have happened there. One of the things that you mentioned is liking the process. Something I always like, Sam and CJ, about the selections are when they seem pertinent to the political moment. So back in April, we had Missouri Representative Gail McCann Beattie on, and she's on the budget committee. She's part of the House Democratic leadership. And that was right at the moment where there was a House budget, there was a Senate budget, both of those chambers, of course, controlled by Republicans. She, as a leading Democrat, was part of the process of trying to reconcile those two budgets. And you shared during the course of the show some of the limitations she had as part of that process. Wasn't clear how it was all going to turn out at that point, but when we got to the end of the show, let's take a listen. Now, one more question for you. We always try to learn just a little bit more about our legislator guests by asking them to pick our closing song. It can be your favorite song. It can be something that's been on your mind. Maybe it's something that captures this moment in Missouri politics. What's some music we can end our show with today?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Now, you've got one in your mind. You're just deciding. You're trying to think through the political implications of saying it.
But you're so right.
I can see it in your eyes. So go for it. Just take a chance.
I'm going to choose Change Is Gonna Come.
Change Is Gonna Come. That's that has good political implications, I think.
It does.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. A long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too.
Turns out it was sort of wishful thinking from a political standpoint for Representative Beattie, but all right.
Now, this is a righteous, hopeful selection from the state representative. I just sort of want to remind everybody that this is an iconic civil rights movement anthem. It's in the Library of Congress list of culturally, historic, and aesthetically significant recordings. I was very, very happy to hear this.
You know, I listened to this at home. And I had the same reaction then that I do now, and that it just made me smile. I liked how Brian had to coax it out of her. You know, he knew something big was coming. and then when the tune rolled, I had a big smile on my face.
It just makes me weep.
Right. And that reaction wouldn't have been lost on Representative Beattie either. It was a tough year in a lot of ways on a lot of different issues, a lot of contention. And some of that did involve the events at the University of Missouri and conflicts around race and rights of different communities in Missouri. I don't think it's out of the question that application of this song is appropriate and may have been part of what was in her mind.
So I wanted to ask you about that because you saw whatever was happening on her face as she was making that decision. Do you think she was really wondering whether it was appropriate to name this song or what she was struggling with?
Yeah, that's a good question because I don't think of this song as being offensive to anybody. I think, Sam, you've had this experience too. You do sometimes see them kind of running through the lyrics in their mind, thinking, "Now is this going to any of this going to come up in my next campaign that I pick this song?" In this case, I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, maybe it was the bigger context of this song that made it feel a little more monumental. She didn't want to just throw it around. The other thing is that Democrats in the Missouri House have to work pretty collegially if they're going to be effective, and I don't think she wanted to offend any of her colleagues. Maybe that was what was going through her mind, but she came out with it, and I think it played well.
Okay, very good. Sam?
So my next choice, involves two guests and Dwayne Gosin. So clearly I'm in a rut or some sort of crazy crazy pattern here. We had Senator Jim Denning from Overland Park. Full disclosure, he is my state senator, vice chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, and we had him in with Dwayne Gosin talking about, the budget. And so once again, we had them both nominate songs, and then I chose one. We'll play that clip, and then on the other side, we'll come back, and I want to tell you why I picked that particular song. We're going to leave it there. Dwayne Gosin from the Kansas Center for Economic Growth, thank you for coming over. Senator Jim Denning, Vice Chair of Ways and Means, nice to have you back on State House Blend. Now, when we have just one guest, we let them pick the walk-off music on the podcast. But because we have two guests today, you will each tell me the song that is going through your head right now, and then I will pick. Jim Denning, we start with you.
All right. Well, you know, last time I picked Jackson Browne, Running on Empty. So this
Which was, by the way, a damn fine choice.
I thought so, too. But today, it's Rolling Stones. You can't always get what you want.
Dwayne Gosin, what's the song in your head right now?
I'm going to give you two.
You only get one.
Well, the one I'd like to have is Willie Nelson singing Blue Skies, because I want to be hopeful. But I'm kind of worried that it's probably more Creedence Clearwater Revival, Bad Moon Rising.
I'm going with hope, and I'm going with Willie Nelson, because that is just the way I roll.
Skies. Smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see.
Sam, am I correct? That is our only Willie Nelson song in the history of State House Blend?
It is not, and I want to explain that. So I do, as I said in the clip, wanted to go with hope at that particular time because there was very little hope coming out of the Kansas legislature at that particular moment. But the other reason is, one, I am a deep lover of Willie Nelson, and the host of this podcast today, C.J. Janovy, also. I think Willie can bring her to tears, and I had that running through my mind when I chose Willie Nelson.
On the one of the few times I've been a guest on this show, I got to choose the walk-off music, and I was not trying to be political or deep meaning or anything. I just wanted to choose one of my favorite songs, which is Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say that this choice we can look back and realize that it was not hopeful at all. It was ironic.
Right.
And a better Willie Nelson choice would have been a song that we associate more with Patsy Cline, but it was written by Willie Nelson, which is crazy.
You know, in seventh grade choir class, we all had to sing a solo at the end of the year, and my seventh grade solo was On the Road Again by Willie Nelson.
You cannot ever go wrong with Willie.
Which I'm trying to think, On the Road Again might have some political implications, transportation funding or something.
There's something there. I do have to say, sometimes it's frustrating being on the other end of this whenever you're given the decision on which song we're going to pick, because I would have gone with the Stones. I'm a deep lover of the Stones.
Everybody's a deep lover of the Stones, but they don't bring me to tears like Willie does.
Yeah, but you can't always get what you want. Is it just so generic at this point? It's such a cliche.
And a good response to the senator complaining about the choice we made in terms of music. You can't always get what you want,
right?
Yeah. Brian, what other song stands out for you?
Well, you know, these were hard decisions to try to just narrow it down, and I recognized that that I ended up choosing a couple of Democrats in a legislature that's dominated by Republicans. I want to give sort of an extra shout out to Senator Rob Schaff, who was part of our State House Blend live recording at the Westport Flea Market back in June, I guess that was. he actually won the audience vote with his choice, the Republican Senator Rob Schaff of The Sun is Shining by Bob Marley. I always think it's sort of interesting. He went with hope, didn't come off as a Marley fan for much of the proceedings, but there it was, and the audience went with him. But the one that I eventually settled on, CJ, was one of our most recent ones, actually, by the newest member of the Missouri General Assembly, Representative Daron McGee. He's a Democrat from Kansas City. We talked a lot in that hour about his experience as a first-year legislator. He was elected in a special election. He came in midterm, had to learn everything kind of on the fly. His orientation class was a class of one person. Talked about some of the successes, some of the things he felt like he got to be part of that he was pleased about. And then he chose a very confident song as his choice. Take a listen. You know what? We do have one more thing for you, Daron. Yes. We always try to get to know our legislator guest by asking them to choose our closing song. If there's a piece of music that you think captures this moment or the state of Missouri or the General Assembly session just passed, what song should we end with today?
Well, that's going to be an interesting one. I would probably have to say, since we've been talking about politics and the Democratic Party, I'm going to be very optimistic so we can go with All I Do Is Win.
Yes.
All I Do Is Win. Who's the artist on that?
That's DJ Khaled.
There we go. All right. There's your choice. Thanks again to Daron McGee.
And they stay there. And they say yeah. And they stay there.
That is such a great choice.
It is a great choice.
It's very rare that we get rap on the program.
And I want to say that it just for a moment, it made me want to do Missouri, and then I got better.
but a deeply ironic choice. I mean, really nothing went the Democrats' way in the General Assembly this year, and yet All I Do Is Win. There it is.
Well, and it was interesting in that episode of the podcast because he spent a lot of time talking about the fact that as a Democrat he was in the minority party and they couldn't really do anything. So this was, again, you guys, this theory of this theme of hope that keeps coming up in this conversation about this music is delusional, I think.
Let me ask you something. You know, I hadn't thought about that, but we do have a lot of choices that have to do with hope. And I'm wondering if that has to do with the life in Jefferson City or Topeka, that it maybe, you know, generally lacks hope. But when they play a song in their head, there's a little bit more sunshine.
Well, that's the role of music in all life, Sam, is it gives us hope and direction and meaning and a reason to go on.
And you think about the way music is used in campaigns as well, or at the political conventions that we just witnessed. Even the Republican convention that sounded a lot of themes of fear and anxiety, the music that would be played at the end of the evening was hopeful. It was upbeat. It was designed to sort of take people to a place of feeling more excited about their party. And, you know, to Daron McGee's credit, there was one way in which his song was not ironic but was true, and that's that he had no opponent in either the primary or November's general election. When it comes to getting reelected, all he's going to do is win.
Okay.
CJ, can I say one more thing as sort of an honorary mention? It wasn't the best, perhaps the best song or even the best sound clip to play for everybody, but I have to say the member of the General Assembly to whom I am most grateful for their appearance on our show chose a very appropriate song for the moment. Senator Jason Holzman, who came in, you might remember the filibuster that took place in the Missouri Senate around SJR 39, the so-called religious shield amendment. Jason Holzman is one of the several Senate Democrats who participated in a 30-hour or something filibuster, and it had been shut down by a motion from the Republicans, and he came directly from Jeff City to our station after being awake for most of the previous 30 hours. He drove the 2.5-3 hours from Jeff City, talked with us for an extra shot episode of Statehouse Blend, and then ended with the song "Going Down the Road Feeling Bad" by the Grateful Dead, which seemed exceedingly appropriate. Nice that he could pull that out.
Okay, so I guess we're going to end this show with more walk-off music. So, Brian, what do you have?
You know, I this is a hard thing for me, and I've confessed this a couple times when we're asking legislators that I never have any idea what I would say. I don't listen to a lot of music. But in these patriotic days, I find around elections and campaigns, I find myself hearing a lot of music that I guess I'm just going to say does not resonate with me. The sort of cheesy patriotic or nationalistic music never really works for me. But I try to substitute other songs in my mind that might fill that spot when I hear them. And the one that I've been coming back to lately is a song about America, but not one of those cheesy ones. It's Neil Diamond's America, Coming to America. That, I think, is the song that that I wish were being played in the seventh inning at baseball games.
I'm a fan of Neil Diamond, but I believe that does fall into the cheese category.
No, that's a great bit of American music history right there.
I think it toes the line of both.
But I do like it. Now, the song that I'm going with is Springsteen, Rosalita. This is one of my all-time favorites. I do need to confess that I believe that this song in some way saved my career. So I'm going with Rosalita.
Wait, you have to tell us about that.
That's a whole other podcast, my friend. That's a whole other podcast. I'll be happy to get into it, but I think that would take too long.
Matt Hodapp, what do you have?
I'm going to go with The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. It's a song that basically says everything's just going to be all right. And that's I think we need some optimism going forward.
I think I have a real chance here. This is the first time. CJ?
Hodapp, I'm going with yours.
Oh,
yes.
Jeez.
Fantastic.
Never going to work for me.
I think this is the first time I've gotten to play my own song on this show.
We couldn't be more happy in here.
You deserve it, buddy. You deserve it.
Brian Ellison, Sam Zeff, thanks for letting me host Statehouse Blend. This was a blast. Statehouse Blend is produced by Matt Hodapp. You can find us on iTunes at kcur.org/statehouseblend. If you use Twitter, that's a good way to keep up with the show and the news from Jefferson City and Topeka. Brian, what's your Twitter handle?
I'm at PTS Brian.
Sam?
I'm at Sam Zeff.
And if any of you guys care, I'm at CJ Janovy.
We do care.
We try to use the hashtag Statehouse Blend. You can find a shorter version of us on the air on Tuesday mornings as part of Up to Date at 11 a.m. on KCUR. I'm CJ Janovy. See you next time. It just takes some time, little girl.